Dealing honestly. When a person passes on to the next world, the first question the Beis Din on High asks him is, were your business dealings honest? A certain Yid was so occupied with his business throughout the entire week that he only had Shabbos to devote himself to learning Torah. He felt so bad about this that he asked the Chacham, what can I do that will be equivalent to all other mitzvahs and will bring me to Olam Haba? The Chacham answered, since you are a businessman, make sure to deal honestly with both Yidden and Goyim. Tilt the scale to benefit your customer and always do your business dealings with a smile. The Chacham concluded, if you do so, may my portion in Olam Haba be like yours. Although Lavan tricked Yaakov Avinu countless times, Yaakov Avinu remained honest with him, never taking anything he was not entitled to. He watched over Lavan's sheep in the sweltering heat and bitter cold, and replaced any lost sheep even when the loss was entirely not his fault. The Shulchan Aruch goes into great detail when it paskins that it is forbidden to mislead anyone, whether a Yid or a Goy, in business dealings, even when an extremely small amount is involved. A few examples. If a customer is expecting a certain product, it is forbidden to sell him something of lesser quality. One is not allowed to polish a product so it will appear to be of superior quality. A worker must work faithfully, doing his job with the utmost diligence. If one gives his word to make a deal, he must abide by his word of honor. Indeed, a Yirei Shamayim should not only keep his word, he should even abide by a decision he made in thought. The Amora Rav Safra had an item for sale. One day while he was reciting Kriyat Shema, someone approached him and offered to buy it for a certain price. Since Rav Safra did not respond, the man assumed that he wanted more money and offered a higher figure. When Rav Safra finished, he sold it to the man at the original price, since in his mind he had agreed to that offer. The Torah promises that if a person deals honestly, his earnings will increase, whereas if he is dishonest, he will lose his money. Furthermore, one who deals honestly will be rewarded even for business he did not do, for had he done so, he would have surely been honest. Once, as Eliyahu HaNavi was walking on his way, a man approached him and asked him many questions in Torah. After Eliyahu HaNavi answered each one, the man related the following. A goy once came to my home to buy a large amount of dates. I only had a small measuring container, and therefore needed to measure small amounts, and then total all the measurements together. Because of this, and the fact that my house was dark, I miscalculated and gave him less than I was supposed to. Later, I used the money to buy a jug of oil, and put it in the same place where I had sold the dates. A short while later, the jug broke and all the oil spilled out. Eliyahu HaNavi explained to him that the Torah forbids stealing from a goy, just as it forbids stealing from a yid. Two business partners once asked the Tzaddik Reb Meir Premishlaner for a bracha for success in an upcoming commercial venture. Have you written out your partnership contract, the Tzaddik asked? No, they said. Reb Meir wrote the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet on a piece of paper and handed it to them. Seeing their amazement, he explained, in these four letters, the secret to success is hidden. Each one is an initial. Aleph is Amunah, Beis is Bracha, Gimel is Geneva, and Dalet is Dalos. If your transactions are trustworthy, they will be blessed. If you cheat, you can expect to become poor. Shlomo HaMelech writes, treasures of wickedness will not avail, but tzedakah will rescue from death. Since the word tzedakah is related to tzedek, which means righteousness, the Meiri explains this pasuk to mean that money acquired in a dishonest manner will not bring benefit to a person. Benefit can only come from money that is acquired righteously. Another explanation of the above pasuk, tzedakah in its usual sense of charity, that is given from dishonest money, will bring no benefit, as it will fall into the hands of undeserving recipients. However, tzedakah given from righteously earned money will find its way to worthy causes and thereby protect the donor from death. The Rebbe added that recognizing how a favorable livelihood comes from Hashem will lead a person to deal honestly. For what use is there for money made dishonestly if it will be spent on doctor's bills and other unfortunate expenses? The Tzaddik Rebbe Nachum Mendel of Rimanov asked why we find that pure young children who daven and learn with fervor later leave that path entirely. He explained that this is often a result of being fed food bought with dishonest money, which breeds negative midos and desires, just like non-kosher food.